Vermont's utility regulators are holding hearings next month in one of the final legal challenges to the Vermont Gas Systems pipeline project. At issue is whether the state will allow the company to build through a public park in Hinesburg. But as VPR's Taylor Dobbs reports, regulators this week took the rare step of barring members of the public from attending next month's hearings.
Lisa Barrett is a retired legal aid lawyer from Huntington, and she says she's against the pipeline, but she's interested in this hearing for other reasons, too.
I do walk my dogs regularly in Geprags Park, and I actually walk over on the end of the park where they're planning to put the pipeline.
And she says as she started looking into it,
I have been told that the Public Service Board seems to be in the pocket of Vermont Gas, and I want to see it for myself. I haven't been to one of these hearings.
But according to an order from the Public Service Board this week, Barrett can't see for herself. The board says that because there have been so many disruptions in recent proceedings because of protesters speaking out against the pipeline, they have no choice but to close the public out of the hearings. The board order says that if they didn't close the hearings, they'd be jeopardizing the due process rights of the people who are involved in the case. Instead, the public's access to the meeting consists of calling a toll-free number and listening to the hearing. Lisa Barrett doesn't buy into that logic.
There's no legitimate reason to exclude the public. This is the Public Service Board.
And the thing is, it doesn't seem like anybody wanted the hearings to be closed to the public. When the board asked everyone involved in the case what to do about the disruptions, even Vermont Gas and the Department of Public Service wanted to keep the hearings open. And the protesters are largely critical of them. Chris Recchia is the commissioner of the Department of Public Service, and he says he can't remember a time when the board blocked public access to hearings.
We very much feel like the public should be able to continue to be present at these hearings, so we're disappointed at the need to do this.
But he says the board's order showed that officials contacted law enforcement to ask for help and sought other venues for the hearing, and ultimately reached a conclusion that there's no other way to make the hearings go smoothly. According to the board's order, no privately owned venues wanted to host the hearing because of fears about protesters, so they had no choice but to close the hearings and offer up a call-in number for the public. Still, Barrett doesn't think that's enough public access.
For the same reason that the board isn't holding the hearing by phone, the board wants to be able to assess the testimony by seeing facial expressions, seeing body language. We, the public, should be able to do the same thing.
Instead, the hearing site in Berlin will be closed to the public and guarded by law enforcement. Those attending are required to bring photo IDs and submit the license plate numbers of the vehicles they plan to arrive in before the hearings. Barrett says she's hoping the board will reverse its order and allow public attendance. If it doesn't, the Public Service Board will decide if Vermont Gas can build through a public park based on legal arguments made outside of public view. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.